Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I'm very happy you're joining us today, and I know that your English will improve. Oh, yes, it will. Now, do you think of yourself as a stylish person? Do you follow the current fashion trends? More specifically, do you know what's in style this spring? Well, the name of our lesson is Spring into Style. Now, that word spring has a couple of different meanings. We'll talk about that later. But some of the styles we'll learn about today are denim, romantic dresses, light knits, fringe, modern art, and tropical prints. Okay, that's a lot. We have a lot to learn, so open your magazine and let's begin.
Spring into Style. Discover this season's hottest designs. Have you ever watched a fashion show and tried to figure out exactly what the models were wearing? If so, you're not alone. Most fashion seasons exhibit some wild and wacky designs, and this year is no exception. But you might be pleasantly surprised to discover that spring 2016 actually offers a little something for every taste. Besides blue jeans, the cotton material that makes your favorite blue jeans so comfortable is known as denim. Denim appears in unexpected places this spring and can be found in evening gowns, dresses, skirts, and coats.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 exhibit 这个动词 ，ex 这个字首有向外的意思，所以 exhibit 是指展出、展览或者是展示。例如 ,this college's art department will exhibit their graduates' work next month. 这所大学的艺术系将于下个月展出毕业生的作品。Exhibit 也可以当名词，意思是指展示物或者是陈列品。例如 ,over 200 precious exhibits will be shipped overseas for an important cultural event. 为了一项重要的文化活动，超过200件珍贵的展出品要运送到海外。继续我们看的是 evening gown 这个名词 evening 是指晚上 gown 是指礼服所以加在一起 evening gown 就是指晚礼服例如 my favorite part of beauty contests is the evening gown competition 选美中我最喜欢的部分就是晚礼服的比赛或者是 the movie star wore a Givenchy evening gown to the Oscars 这位电影明星穿了一件纪梵希的晚礼服参加奥斯卡颁奖典礼
Okay, Rebecca, here we go. Let's spring into style.
Right.
Got that?
Yes.
Let's do it again. Let's
spring
into style.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
We should spring into style more often. Well, that is the name of today's lesson. Now, Gabe, when I see this word spring, I often think of the season spring.
Yes, so do I. So it's a little play on words, friends. Yes? A play on words, when you spring, it also means to jump. So you can spring into style this spring.
That's right. Well, today's lesson is all about style and fashion. And of course, we read, discover this season's hottest designs. Have you ever watched a fashion show? Gabe, this question is for you.
What?
Have you ever watched a fashion show and tried to figure out exactly what the models were wearing?
Why? Why is that question for me?
Well, because...
Do I look like someone who likes to watch fashion shows?
Well, the question is in the lesson, and so I thought I'd just ask you.
Well, some fashion shows are kind of fun to watch, and some of those things that people wear on the catwalk are... Quite interesting, to say the least.
So, Gabe, I take it that you have watched a fashion show, and I assume that you were probably trying to figure out exactly what the models were wearing. If so, You're not alone because most fashion seasons exhibit some wild and wacky designs. And this year is no exception.
But that phrase is an exception, and I mean that it's very unique. Wild and wacky. This is just another way of saying it's crazy or it's really unusual. But you can use this phrase, friends, because you notice both of those words start with W, so it's an easy way to remember. It's a fun phrase to say. It's wild and wacky.
Exactly. Well, we read, but you might be pleasantly surprised to discover that spring 2016 actually offers a little something for every taste. Let's talk about this phrase, pleasantly surprised. If you're pleasantly surprised, this just means that perhaps you were not expecting something good to happen, or you weren't really expecting something, and then that something actually happened.
Exactly. And you also mentioned an important word, and the word is good. Okay, so you could be unpleasantly surprised by something bad that happens, but of course, you hope to be pleasantly surprised. For example, you know, one time, my parents came home.
Yes.
When I was about 10 years old, and I had put everything away.
Okay.
I cleaned off the table, and I was washing the dishes when they came home. They didn't ask me to do all that. And so they were pleasantly surprised to find me, their son, doing the dishes. They were so proud of me.
Gabe, I'm actually pleasantly surprised as well.
What?
Great job, Gabe.
Wait, you're surprised that I was doing something good?
Well, no, just that you washed the dishes. Oh. I was pleasantly surprised. Or I am pleasantly surprised. Great example, though. Or here's another one.
Okay.
Now, Kevin wasn't actually sure if he was going to enjoy the hike. I love my hiking examples. However, he was pleasantly surprised that it was a good hike, and the view at the top was very rewarding.
Yes, that is a pleasant surprise, especially maybe if the weather is not so nice on the way up the mountain, but then you get to the top and the weather is okay. You're pleasantly surprised by the view.
That's right. Or here's another example.
Again?
I got one more example. I had just gotten off the airplane after my long trip, and after I got in my baggage, I wasn't expecting anyone to be at the airport, but then I was pleasantly surprised to see one of my friends at the airport waiting to greet me.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's a great example, Rebecca.
Thank you.
That is a good phrase to know. Think of other ways you can use this phrase to be pleasantly surprised. But let's move on here. We read, pleasantly to surprised to discover that spring 2016 actually offers a little something for every taste. Rebecca, what does a little something mean?
A little something?
A little something.
This just means, in this context, that there's something for everybody. It might not necessarily be a lot, but a little something that will make everybody happy.
For example, we learned about South by Southwest, right? The South by Southwest Festival has a little something for everyone. Everyone can enjoy what is going on there. Or here's a little something to ease your hunger before the meal. And then I might give you some food to eat.
Exactly. Okay, let's talk about blue jeans. And yes, we are wearing jeans today because In 2016, jeans are very popular. You'll see evening gowns, dresses, skirts, and coats made from denim.
That's right. Denim is what jeans are made of. But speaking of evening gowns,
yes?
Those can be romantic. Yeah. What does Stephen Ken have to say about the word romantic?
Hello, friends. When you hear the word romantic, what do you think of?
Well, I think of a person who thinks a lot about love and does things that show strong feelings of love for someone else, like serenading the love of his life outside her window under the stars.
So you're using romantic as a noun, referring to a person. Now, romantic can also be an adjective, which describes love and romance. So someone serenading his girlfriend outside her window is very romantic.
Now, when something becomes overly romantic, there are other terms we might use to describe it. A novel or a TV show that's overly romantic is often called sappy.
A love letter that goes too far will be considered mushy.
Another term is cheesy, which means sentimental in a superficial way. An overly romantic movie that tries too hard to make you cry with swelling orchestral music is likely a very cheesy movie.
Now, another meaning of romantic we need to be aware of is idealized and impractical. A romantic vision is not realistic. People who talk about the good old days often hold a romantic view of the past.
That's right. Pirates hiding treasures on an island might be considered romantic, but in reality, they likely came into possession of the treasures by slaughtering innocent people.
Romantic 这个词中文直接用音译翻译成罗曼蒂克，也就是浪漫的意思。因此呢，我们一般听到 romantic 都会想到爱情。Romantic 当名词也是指一个浪漫的人，比如说一个 hopeless romantic 就是一个无可救药的浪漫主义者。但是 romantic 还有另一个定义往往被忽略，那就是不切实际、幻想、感性的。比如说将 pirates 海盗视为英雄就是一个非常 romantic 的观点，因为事实上杀人放火的海盗是冷血无情的。另外呢，一样东西如果过度的 romantic 就可能会走样，变成 sappy 感伤，或是 mushy 多愁善感，甚至 cheesy 俗气老套。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次听专见。
Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just admiring Rebecca's blue jeans.
That's right. And Gabe, you're also wearing jeans.
Yeah, we don't often wear jeans at the office. However, since we are talking about denim and denim being in style this season, of course we wanted to mention our jeans. And jeans are made of denim.
That's right. So, Gabe, what are some of the other popular fashions for spring 2016?
You know, I think we're going to have to find out in our next section.
Oh, let's do it then.
Spring into style. Romantic dresses. Long, flowing, feminine dresses are very popular this season for both day and night. Light knits. You can choose from knitted sweaters, vests, scarves, and more in pretty spring colors. Fringe. Currently, fringe is in. You may have already noticed it trimming almost everything. Modern art. Judging by some exciting new looks, many of spring's designs seem to be inspired by modern art. Tropical prints. Watch for big, brightly colored flowers, butterflies, and even a few monkeys in this season's boldest fabrics.
OK， 接下来我们看 feminine 这个形容词 ，fem 这个字根是指女性，所以 feminine 是指女性的或女性化的。例如 ，Victoria always wears romantic and feminine outfits。Victoria 总是打扮的既罗曼蒂克又女性化，或者是 his delicate features and fair complexion make him look slightly feminine。他精致的五官跟白皙的皮肤让他看起来有一点女性化。它的反义字是 masculine，M-A-S-C-U-L-I-N-E， 意思是男性化，例如 a masculine voice， 阳刚的嗓音。最后我们看的是 fringe 这个名词， fringe 是指穗子、流苏或者是滚边，例如 the fringes of the curtain were imported from France， 这个窗帘的穗子是由法国进口的，或者是 The skirt has a silk fringe， 这件裙子是用丝料滚边的。Fringe 也是边缘，例如 The ghetto was located on the fringe of the city， 这个贫民窟位于城市的边缘。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, let's continue discussing some of the popular fashions for spring 2016. We read romantic dresses, long, flowing, feminine dresses are very popular this season. Now, I see this word feminine in our lesson, Gabe. What exactly is this talking about?
Well, it is an adjective used to describe things that have to do with ladies or women. Or you see the letters F-E-M, so think of females, things that have to do with females. Now, there is another related word that has to do with guys or males. And what is that word, Rebecca?
Gabe, I think I know.
Do you know the word?
Masculine.
You're absolutely right. M-A-S-C-U-L-I-N-E, masculine. Okay, so remember these words, feminine and masculine.
Right. Anyway, we know that these romantic dresses are very feminine, and you might see ladies wearing them in both the daytime and at night. Anyway, we talk about light knits. You can choose from knitted sweaters, vests, scarves. I love wearing scarves. And more in pretty spring colors.
Yeah, and actually, that's what I usually think of when I think of knits, is a sweater or perhaps a scarf. That kind of material and the way that it's made, that is a knit, because it's knitted together.
That's right. Okay, but now we see fringe. Currently, fringe is in. Oh, that's kind of a fun word. If something is in, that means that it's like inside, right? Like inside the house.
Yes, that's what I usually think of as well, the opposite of out. However, the word in our lesson basically just means in style. All right, so you don't have to use the whole phrase, it's in style. You could just say it's in, this style is in, or this is in.
Right. Plaid shirts, like what I'm wearing, actually like what we're both wearing,
That's right.
is definitely in. I love wearing plaid shirts, or you could even say 1920s music is in.
Oh, yes. What kind of music is in now?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes history kind of repeats itself. Styles can kind of go in and out of fashion. Maybe something that was popular 50 years ago wasn't popular for 40 or so years, but now it's in style again. That fashion is in now.
And of course, we're talking about fringe, and currently fringe is in. So friends, especially you ladies, I would encourage you to go get some fringe or get some clothes that have fringe. And we read, you may have already noticed it, trimming almost everything. So, Gabe, what about this modern art?
Oh, I like modern art. I like contemporary art museums. And I think maybe it's influencing dress, into influencing fashion and style. Judging by some exciting new looks, many of spring's designs seem to be inspired by modern art. Well, this is a new look. That just basically means it's a look that is new. It's the way that something looks, and it seems fresh to us.
Exactly. So, for example, you could say, hey, did you notice Philip's new look? He's wearing glasses now, and he grew out his beard. He definitely has a new look.
Yes, that is a new look for Philip.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could say, I need a new look. I've had the same style for years. Or, I like your new look. If you notice one of your friends is wearing something new, doing something different with their style and their clothes, you could say, I like that new look.
Right, exactly. So friends, take some time and use this phrase, a new look. It's very useful. Well, there is one more style or fashion that we'd like to talk about today, and it is tropical prints. Watch for big, brightly colored flowers, butterflies, and even a few monkeys in the season's boldest fabrics. This actually kind of reminds me of something you might see in Hawaii.
Yes, of course. A tropical prince on a tropical island. And we see that phrase here, to watch for these big, brightly colored fabrics. When you're watching for something, that means you're paying attention to see if you can notice something, okay? And right now it's time for us to watch for funny lines and interesting dialogues with the review
stick. That's right.
Seriously. Listen for them, too.
I love spring.
Yeah.
Blue skies, sunshine, fresh air, and fashion. I can't wait to discover this season's hottest designs.
I know. I love watching the fashion shows. But sometimes I can't figure out exactly what the models are wearing.
You are not alone. Some fashion seasons have some wild and wacky designs. And this year is no exception.
So, what does the spring of 2016 offer?
It actually offers a little something for every taste. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Let's find out. Look, it's denim. Our favorite blue jeans material.
It's in unexpected places this spring. Dresses, skirts, coats, and even evening gowns. Long, flowing feminine dresses are very popular this season,
both for the day and night. How romantic. Look, we even have knitted sweaters, vests, scarves, and more.
Hey, fringe is in, and it's trimming almost everything.
Oh, this exciting look seems to be inspired by modern art.
I prefer this big, brightly colored tropical print.
Oh, that one is one of the season's boldest fabrics. I love spring.
Yes, blue skies, sunshine, fresh air, and fashion.
Our lesson said you might find butterflies and monkeys on clothes. Which one would you rather wear?
Well, I would prefer butterflies, but I know you would prefer monkeys.
Yes, nice masculine monkeys.
Right. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.